This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly avalanche swept 8 skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing 4. The victims, all in their 20s, included 3 Salt Lake City residents. They were part of 2 separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. 4 survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. Anyone that follows politics will tell you the Democrats' impeachment of President Trump has zero chance of conviction. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, tells Fox News over the weekend Senator Chuck Schumer's words has earned him an impeachment.
I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then. He went to the Supreme Court, stood in front of the Supreme Court, and said specifically, hey, Gorsuch, hey, Kavanaugh, you've unleashed a whirlwind, and you're going to pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you continue with these awful decisions.
President Trump's impeachment begins Tuesday, USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With our kids being out of in-person schooling for almost 1 year, everyone can't agree. It's time to reopen the classrooms. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC is expected to release new guidelines this week, giving school districts a blueprint for bringing students back into the classroom. President Biden said Sunday that it was time for schools to reopen safely, adding it would likely take fewer students in each classroom and new ventilation systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News that schools have proven they can reopen safely with precautions in place.
Well, I think the prerequisite is putting in place mitigation steps in the schools. The school districts that have reopened successfully, and it was good data out of North Carolina where they did some systematic research looking at the experience in those schools which were open, showed that when they wear masks, when they distance, when they try to take precautions in the classroom, there's very little transmission within the classroom. The schools are not a vector of transmission, and especially children under the age of 14 are less likely to both get infected and transmit the infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
This has been an amazing year. Amazing year. We got off to a good start, 7-2, and then had a little rough stretch where we kind of found our identity and played a lot better football down last December, January. And just really proud of all the guys, proud of all the coaches, the effort we put in. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So you want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
Tom Brady completed 21 of 29 passes for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. Sunday night, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I think everybody, you know, believed we could win. So, but, you know, I think through the last, really all year we believed in ourselves. Our coaches believed in us. We believed in ourselves. And, again, we were going up against a great team tonight and just happy we got the job done.
Brady, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, came away with his 7th championship, surpassing the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history.
You know, big-time players making big-time plays. So just love what they did, what they added to the team. Gronk's an unbelievable player, teammate, talent, work ethic, commitment, and AB is just, since he got here, he's just done everything the right way. So impressed by him, proud of him. takes a lot of people for us to get to this point. And, you know, we all have great support systems in place, and I think everyone should be celebrating them tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I would say that if you agree that America is not on track, then I think that's half the issue there. And good on you that you understand that we're not on track. There are some people, and I'd say probably too many, that believe America is doing just fine. But yet polling would tell us otherwise. In terms of the actual numbers, and so you have to draw out of that what you must. I would just ask, you know, are you better off today than you were 10 years ago? You know, what do you think in terms of the trajectory of the country today? You know, we've elected a new president amidst a lot of controversy, and that controversy is still discussed, I would say, in polite company. Because you can find out real quick whether or not people are open to have a frank discussion, an honest discussion about what happened in the 2020 elections. Meanwhile, Cam Edwards is with us right now. He is originally from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He had his own radio show, also for years hosted the Cam & Company radio show at NRA News, and currently editor of BearingArms.com. He lives on a 40-acre farm. About, you know, just about 10, 12 times bigger than the farm I live on right now. So I've got farm envy, I will tell you, Cam. You know, 40 acres, that's a lot of land to take care of.
It is a lot. When we first bought the place about 8 years ago, my neighbors said, well, it's enough land to have fun, not enough to make money on it.
Yes.
And I have realized that over the past 8 years. But it's good to be with you, Bill.
Yeah, good to be with you. So are you inspired by Yellowstone? I mean, you watch Yellowstone, you think your farm, you go, honey, we could, you know, we might be able to do this. But she's going, hey, don't even be looking at Brandon, our kids, okay? I just want you to know that.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I wish that I could say that I was inspired by Yellowstone. But honestly, I spent 8 years in the D.C. suburbs of Northern Virginia. And at that point, I just needed to get the heck out of there. So that's where we started looking, and spent about 6 months, and we found our permanent home about 3 hours south of D.C. in the middle of central Virginia.
Well, good for you. That's awesome. I had this thought here recently, and I don't know where it came from. Maybe as, you know, one of our experts who's been on the show talks about the return to an agrarian society. Maybe I'm prescient or, you know, feeling some pull for that way. But I said to my youngest son, I said, you know, if I was 20 years younger, I could see myself on a, you know, a farm, you know, and doing that sort of thing. He goes, Dad, you're so busy, you know, with the radio show and everything you do. And I said, well, it's not that I would work the farm, but I could see myself, you know, living on it. So we ended up finding, you know, a little over more than 3 acres of property out here in Ocala, in horse country. And so I tell people, they go, do you own a horse? I go, oh, no, I'm like the, you know, all hat, no cattle kind of guy. But I don't have any cattle, and I don't have a hat. So I'm really behind the eight ball here. And so, we're still adapting, but, no horses, but we're on a horse farm. And here they only allow you to have horses, cats, and dogs. Oh my, no cows, no chickens, no turkey, nothing, you know, just like that. So,
oh, wow.
But regardless, it's a neat community. And I got to tell you, I love horses, but horses know whenever I'm around them, or especially if I get on top of them, that they know they got a knucklehead on top of them, and they have all kinds of fun with me. And so I love them from a distance, if you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you mean. We have no horses either, although our new neighbors actually are Amish.
Oh, really?
Or not.
Oh,
wow. So we've got horses next door, but we've got goats and chickens and pigs in the freezer that we raised and butchered ourselves this past fall. That's what we've got right now.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome. Well, I want to talk to you particularly about your background. You say you grew up in a Kennedy Democrat home of your mother, and it was a gun-free household. And suddenly things changed. What happened?
Well, I grew up and got married. That was the big
thing. Oh, so you're going to be like Adam. You're going to blame it on that woman that God gave you, huh?
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, growing up in Oklahoma, even though I didn't grow up in a gun-owning family, I grew up in a very pro-gun state.
Sure.
I was not adverse to the idea of gun ownership, but I never really thought that I needed one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 23, I married a woman who was a single mom of two. She's 9 years older than I. And we actually met online back in the early days of the Internet.
Wow.
And she was a single mom living in Camden, New Jersey at the time, which was the murder capital of the United States.
Wow.
And there was one night where we were talking on the phone. It was probably around midnight or so. And I distinctly heard the sound of gunshots through her receiver. And I yelled out her name, and she didn't reply. And I spent a sleepless night just knowing that, you know, the woman I was falling in love with had been shot. No, it turned out she was falling asleep on the phone. And when I was able to get a hold of her the next morning, I actually called her work office, and she answered. And I was kind of flummoxed.
Mm.
We started talking about this. I said, you know, I heard the sound of gunshots. And she said, yeah, but that's like the sound of crickets where you live. This is Camden.
Gee, wow.
And I said, well, don't you guys have really good gun laws? And she said, well, we have a lot of gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was sort of that moment that got me thinking about how well these laws work to stop crime as opposed to how well they work to stop single moms from being able to protect themselves. And then when I got married and all of a sudden I'm a husband and a father living in a not so great neighborhood in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
That was, you know, sort of that sea change moment for me of, okay, it's not just about me now.
Yeah.
It's about my family. And that's what actually led me to become a gun owner.
So in the neighborhood that, here you move your new wife and your two children now into this area, but, Oklahoma, yes, gun friendly. Definitely believe in the Second Amendment right, and you've been around it. But like you said, there was never a need or a call for it. But suddenly you realize, well, as the protector of your family, maybe this is something that you need to seriously consider and do something about. So what did you do? Once you decided, okay, maybe I need to be prepared. How did you go about owning your first gun?
So I talked to a couple of friends because, like I said, I didn't really have any family members that I could talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to a couple of friends who were gun owners. I had a mentor at the time in Oklahoma City, my program director at KTOK Radio, who was also a very big Second Amendment supporter. And he was sort of my initial guide to, okay, here's, you know, what are you looking for? Here's the gun store that I'd recommend you go to and really sort of, you know, help provide that, just that mentorship.
Yes.
Because it can be an intimidating process. If you're going from being a non-gun owner and not hanging out with people who are gun owners to all of a sudden decided I want to embrace my Second Amendment rights, it can be a little challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gotten better over the years. But at the time, you know, I was glad that I had friends that I could rely on and ask those dumb questions that we all have when you don't know much about firearms.
Well, especially when you're a guy. Guys are supposed to know this kind of stuff. Like, somehow it's deposited in our DNA that we're... we're supposed to know how to handle a weapon. And of course, if you've had no military background, and even with my military background, it had been years. And so, I was very serious about it and, you know, got some training and continue to be trained. And of course, I have a young son that is very, very adept, and he knows all about these things, and he kind of shakes his head every once in a while. Like, oh, Dad, you know, okay, well, that's now you know why you're around, kid. Make sure Dad doesn't shoot himself in the foot. So anyway, we've got to go to break. We've got
Zilver
more from Ken.
Zilver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, they exist because they're part of our first principles that I believe we have to return to, that coupled along with our faith and our U.S. Constitution, by the way, Hey, we're fresh and independent. Happy to be here for you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking to the host of Cam and Company. Cam Edwards is with us. Cam, the Biden administration has picked no bones. I mean, they were very clear. You know, in fact, he said, we saw him, you know, his lips to our ears, that in fact he was going to appoint Beto O'Rourke as his gun czar. And basically, he put all Second Amendment rights patriots on notice that, you know, hell yeah, we're coming after your guns, is what Beto O'Rourke said, right?
Absolutely. And I, you know, I believe Biden when he said that, you know, he views the Second Amendment as limited, that he wants to try to ban the most commonly sold rifles in America today. Wants to try to ban the most commonly owned ammunition magazines in the country today, and wants Americans to either hand those items over to the federal government or, you know, pay $200 per item for the privilege of registering those guns and magazines with the federal government, and then we're supposedly able to keep our hands on them. You know, this is the most anti-gun administration in history. They have not started moving on gun control yet. I think they want to get their coronavirus relief bill through Congress first. But, you know, we've had Susan Rice, who is one of Biden's domestic advisors, say that the administration is looking forward to partnering with gun control groups. Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action, I've got a story that just actually went up at BarryandArms.com. Shannon Watts says that the long wait for federal gun control is over. So gun control groups are feeling very confident with the Biden-Harris administration in the White House right now.
But they must realize what they're up against. I mean, how many millions of guns are out there in the United States alone?
Somewhere around 400 million. After last year, maybe closer to 420 million privately owned firearms.
Right.
Well over 100 million American gun owners. And you're right. That should be a consideration for not only gun control advocates, but for politicians. Because we are in the midst of, you know, record-setting gun sales, and we have been for nearly a year now.
Right.
So I would like to think that that would give some politicians, even if they're, you know, in favor of gun control, that would give them a little bit of pause. That, well, maybe this isn't the right time to do it. But I think that Democrats know they've got a pretty narrow window. I think they're concerned about losing the House or the Senate in 2022. And so I believe that they're going to try to be as aggressive as they possibly can in pursuing an agenda over the next couple of years.
Well, you know, they're waylaying themselves a bit with a faux impeachment that starts this week. You know, I say, okay, good news and bad news. Bad news that, you know, the country has to go through another expenditure like this and an unfounded fiasco. But the good news is it keeps their eye off the ball and a bit distracted. As we know, and I said early on, even with the Trump administration, is that I thought there was a lack of sense of urgency in the early days of the administration. And understandably, I mean, you've got somebody from the outside coming in, and little did he know. I mean, he understood some obvious resistance, but little did he know in the deep shadows what else was lurking, you know, to cause problems. But even in spite of that, what President Trump was able to accomplish was extraordinary. And, you know, and this comes up against, which I think makes the Biden administration that much more concerned, because, you know, it was obvious the difference between Obama to Trump, and it's going to be even more obvious what's happening between, you know, with Biden and Trump by comparison. And for them to come after our guns, and again, as you said, there's been an increase in gun ownership and purchases, like there was even in the Obama administration. There was a huge spike because people believed that their security was being threatened, and even to the point that local law enforcement in many states and many communities were saying they had no problem and encouraged people to exercise their Second Amendment right.
Yeah, and we're even seeing that again right now. You've seen the rise over the past year or so of so-called Second Amendment sanctuaries. These are counties or towns that have said, look, we're not going to enforce any new federal gun control laws. We're not going to spend a dime of our budget to do so. And that movement has actually grown now to states. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says it is a legislative priority this year to make Texas a Second Amendment sanctuary. And a lot of this is modeled off of what the left has done with illegal immigration. You know, California passed a sanctuary state bill a couple of years ago, signed by Gavin Newsom, in terms of, you know, limiting the ability of local law enforcement to work with federal immigration officials. And I think you've seen conservatives and folks on the right say, all right, well, if you can do that with illegal immigration, then we're going to do that with gun control. Mm-hmm. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right.
So I do think that, you know, if I shouldn't say if, when the Biden administration moves against American gun owners and they try to restrict our right to keep and bear arms, there's going to be a lot of resistance both at the local level, at the state level, and in the courts as well. I mean, you talked about, you know, Donald Trump and his legacy. And I think in terms of the Second Amendment, his biggest legacy is going to be his judicial appointments. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that we have three Supreme Court justices that are on the bench now who firmly believe that the Second Amendment is an individual right. I think that that gives us the majority that gun owners need to see the Second Amendment start being reviewed by the Supreme Court. It's been 10 years since they've heard a Second Amendment case. But there is a case that they'll be considering this spring. This will be heard in conference probably in March. And it is a challenge to the state of New York's carry laws. This is, I think, going to be the best opportunity, the first opportunity for the Supreme Court to really weigh in substantively on our right to keep and bear arms and provide some protection for the right to bear arms and self-defense outside of the home. So, you know, I'm concerned about what the Biden administration is going to try to do, but I am not discouraged and I am not defeatist in my attitude right now, because I know that we have a lot of allies around the country. There are more Americans every day who are exercising their Second Amendment rights. And, you know, I think it is going to be a political mistake. I think it's going to be a constitutional issue if the Biden-Harris administration really tries to restrict our right to keep and bear arms.
Well, and as you say already, there are local officials saying we're not interested. And so who do they get to enforce these unconstitutional, you know, dictates, you know, from a Biden administration? I mean, law enforcement, I mean, I got to imagine a lot of men in blue going, look, I don't want that fight.
I think you're right. You know, it would be up to those federal law enforcement agencies, particularly in those Second Amendment sanctuary counties. And this is, by the way, this is not new. This is not unusual. Supreme Court precedent dated back to the 1980s. There was a case called Prince that dealt with the Brady Bill, and a sheriff sued, basically saying, look, I don't believe that this law is effective. I don't believe this law is constitutional, and I should not have to enforce it. And the Supreme Court agreed and basically said, you know, yes, federal laws do not have to be enforced by local law enforcement, but they can't get in the way of federal law enforcement agencies trying to enforce federal law. And that's been the status quo ever since, which is, I think, why you've seen the rise of these Second Amendment sanctuary movements. These are defensive moves. You know, they're not going to stop every gun control bill from becoming a gun control law, and they're not going to stop every federal law from being enforced. But as you say, the number of federal law enforcement officials compared to local and state law enforcement is far smaller. And there's really no way that, you know, federal law enforcement agents can enforce every single gun law against every single American. So it becomes simply a pragmatic measure.
Well, they're busy right now, the National Guard. They're busy, you know, keeping an eye on D.C. right now, as you know. So we'll keep them distracted. What do you say? We got about 35 seconds left about more states coming into the fold and saying, look, it's, the Second Amendment right is clear. We don't need a lot of documentation. Everybody has the right to conceal carry.
I love it. It's the right of the people to keep and bear arms, not the right of the right, not the right of Virginians. It's the right of the people.
Amen. So what do you think? Do you think there will be an increased movement to have more states follow suit? I think we have maybe a handful right now, so.
Yeah, I think that is going to be a big issue going forward in 2020.
Okay, well, to be continued. Look forward to having you back. Cam Edwards, thank you, Cam. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly avalanche swept 8 skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing 4. The victims, all in their 20s, included 3 Salt Lake City residents. They were part of 2 separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. 4 survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. Anyone that follows politics will tell you the Democrats' impeachment of President Trump has zero chance of conviction. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, tells Fox News over the weekend Senator Chuck Schumer's words has earned him an impeachment.
I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then. He went to the Supreme Court, stood in front of the Supreme Court, and said specifically, hey, Gorsuch, hey, Kavanaugh, you've unleashed a whirlwind, and you're going to pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you continue with these awful decisions.
President Trump's impeachment begins Tuesday, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, and it's great to have Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, which was organized back in 1975, I should say. And the objective, the mission of the National Tax Limitation Committee is to provide national leadership to achieve the optimal size and functions of government and promote candidates and initiatives that support these goals. It only makes common sense. Hey, Lou, welcome to the show. It's always good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you as usual, and what a time we're facing here. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you, we have our hands full, but we knew this was going to happen if Donald Trump did not get reelected. We have Joe Biden in office, and the Democratic Socialist Progressive agenda is in full swing with the stroke of a pen. I mean, we've had over 40 executive orders, some of which Joe Biden has said, I don't even know what I'm signing. I mean, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
I know. That's exactly it. And when you think that you, as you say, you have essentially legislation by fiat, these orders, look at the changes that are made in so many ways, our border control, the sports for young ladies, young women, the gender challenge, the closing of the pipeline, and the killing of thousands of jobs in the future. Just you say to yourself, can this be real? Is this the way America works? And it's just amazing.
Well, Lou, right off the bat, I mean, speaking of sports, it's going to kill the sport, you know, because fans want to have competition. They want to feel like things are fair. If somebody takes an unfair advantage, even though it's legislated, they're going to see it for what it is, and they're not going to accept it. They're not going to rally behind it. They're not going to pay a ticket to go and watch something that is not fair, that is anti-American, that is against the very spirit of competition. It will, in effect, kill that sport.
No, that you're absolutely right. We understand from the experts that across America, there are at least 500 boys who are faster than the fastest girl runner today. And so, as you say, it will destroy the sport. And what in the world is the federal government of the United States doing messing in the areas that should be left to the people and private programs and all the rest? This is what is just driving me nuts, is the invasion by this government into the areas that should be sacred for the private sector.
Well, it's all about class politics, identity politics. They have us at each other's throats. As long as they can continue to wage contention among the masses, we're that much easier to control. So there's a means to an end that benefits them. It destroys our society. It is absolutely dangerous. And hopefully before it's too late, we realize that we have got to take back control of our country so that we can once again enjoy a true democracy, because what they're doing is supplanting everything, especially in the midst of where we are right now. I mean, we've got serious issues about, you know, COVID-19 and getting money in the pockets of Americans that need it. They're holding things up. This thing is dragging on way too long for nothing else but for political purposes. And my hope and prayer, Lou, is that the American people realize what's being, you know, perpetrated upon them and who's doing it, so that regardless of any level of cheating and fraud that they may execute, that good will win over evil and we'll get the right people in place to do the people's bidding.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And we're also facing a so-called impeachment trial in the United States Senate, which we know from all of the experts is just fatuous, is essentially baseless in the history of the country and in the Constitution. But in a way, I hope it takes place, because then they will have to call witnesses, and we will have witnesses who will say that on January 6th, when that gathering was on the grounds of the Capitol, and people were attacking the police, that those were Antifa and BLM invaders who had this all planned out. And I just know that it's not our people who do that. They're against violence in the street. And so it's the other side that was at fault here.
Well, the FBI already pointed that out. You know, if you're going to say that President Trump is responsible for igniting insurrection, well, you have to you've got to travel that lane of insurrection to its legal conclusion. And that's beginning to end. Well, with an insurrection, you have got to be singularly responsible for igniting something. I mean, if anything, you had Black Lives Matter and Antifa over the summer months saying, we want to burn it down. We want to burn it all down. In fact, they were even saying that in the Capitol building. That was not coming from Trump people. That was coming from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They had infiltrated. Clearly, this is what happened. They were at the front door of the Capitol building even before, at least 20 minutes prior to the completion of President Trump's speech. So how
how could he be responsible for that? Not to mention the fact that even the FBI said in their report that they had chatter from Facebook weeks ahead of time that this was going to happen. So this really is quite the indictment. First of all, it demonstrates clearly that this is a faux impeachment. It is illegal on its face. It has no standing, just even based on that introduction of information by the FBI, and also it's quite the indictment against the D.C. police and the police responsible in securing the Capitol building.
No, you're absolutely right, and it is time to clear the air as to who was responsible for this, because you and I know from reading carefully and the facts that we've reviewed that it was not Donald Trump, the President of the United States at that time, who incited to riot, that is, against his religion and against the rest of us. And so we would get the air cleared. So there's a positive side to this impeachment nonsense.
Well, by his own words, he'd be terrible at inciting a riot when he tells people to peacefully go down to the Capitol building and let the legislative branch know of your support for a free and fair election and for doing the right thing on behalf of the American people. You know, I mean, if he's an insurrectionist, he's got to learn how to talk a little bit more along the lines that would ignite an insurrection, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. And so anyway, what we're observing is a transformation that is not good for the future of America. And we have to be even more focused on each incident, each order, each law that gets passed, et cetera, to make sure we maintain and restore the America we know, love, and cherish.
It demands our involvement. It demands the involvement of the citizenry. This is what we the people is all about. This isn't a passive type of governance. This is one that demands the activity and involvement of we the people. Lou, how can people get on the team and support the cause here for you?
Come to limittaxes.org, and we have major expansion plans for a membership organization nationally so that we can be that much more effective in the future.
Lou Euler, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Thank you, Lou.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest
lowest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotel. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Well, it's the day after Super Bowl 55 coming together. I mean, there was still some argument that maybe they should have the Super Bowl on Saturdays. This way people would have Sunday to recover. But, of course, the church has said, no, we do that, then they won't show up for church on Sunday because they're hungover. Maybe they need to show up on Sunday to ask for forgiveness for what happened on Saturday night. But, you know, for now, it's on Sunday. And we went through it, and look at congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and to Tom Brady and the team. I mean, number 7 for Tom Brady. That's just extraordinary, to say the least. But a great demonstration of athleticism on both sides of the ball. And congratulations. And congratulations to Tampa, you know, for orchestrating, you know, a great event in light of COVID-19. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the COVID relief bill in just a moment. But before we do, I just want to remind you, in case you happen to miss any of the interviews, or maybe you just caught a piece of it and said, oh, gosh, what do I do? Of course, all the shows, after the show is over, they're linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com or GCNLive.com. And we're grateful for Brad, our engineer extraordinaire, who keeps us all out of trouble and keeps all the guests coming at me. And everything is there at the site. And you can download whatever portion of the show fits your interest, whether it's the professor from Georgetown, Joshua Mitchell. What a great story and a great book about the need for America to awaken once again. It says there's 3 afflictions that keep us from pursuing our noble ideal. And it's one that America has been committed to, and that idea that citizens can work together to build a common world. And when you have identity politics in the middle mucking up the works, well, then this is what you have. You've got division, and it's taking us down a yellow brick road of, you know, no bueno on so many levels. And we've seen this yellow brick road before, And we're not talking Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Worse and much more pernicious than that. But I highly recommend that you get your hands on his book and read it, and you'll appreciate how much truth is there. Phil Hotzenpiller, founder and president of American Faith, talked about it. I mean, this was a big surprise to me. I don't know if it was to you, if you heard this, that the Communist Party is planning to print a new distorted Bible. And I didn't know that they had they're responsible for printing up some about, 80-85% of all the Bibles? I mean, it's like, what is it that we didn't turn over to the Chinese? We would turn over the spiritual component of America. Yeah, I mean, it's like we sold out in its entirety. I mean, it's almost like, you know, the story of Jacob and Esau, how Esau just, you know, neglected the importance of his birthright. And it's like America has, you know, we've ignored the importance, the significance of our birthright and disrespected it to such a degree that we would, you know, we would outsource the printing of the Bible. And so doesn't it make sense, especially in light of what's going on here? I mean, really, it is a battle between our God and their God. That's really what this comes down to. Our God, capital G, their God, lowercase g. But they know. They know by instinct, as we were talking with a professor, that we are wired for this. The spiritual component of our humanity is wired within us, and we're going to worship something. And in so many cases, sadly, around the world, you find out people are worshiping not the legitimate, not the pure, but the impure and the illegitimate. But, you know, for a moment, it seems to satisfy. It seems to make sense for the moment. But it can't sustain. It really cannot hold water. It falls on its face. And worse yet, it causes people to do things otherwise that they wouldn't do because it works against their conscience ultimately, that which they know in their hearts is good and evil. And they find themselves siding on the side of evil, those that pursue the lowercase g God. And this is what's happening today in America. And, hey, look at, well, why not? You know, as Pastor Phil said, why not should the Chinese, if they're controlling everything else and their idea is for, you know, domination, they want world domination. I mean, more than America. They think that America, you know, they want to be where America is plus. And that is that they just want to be the ones to dictate. Kind of like what we're getting with the Democratic Party right now. They don't want to go through due process. They just want to tell you what it's going to be. And that's just the way it is. And the communist Chinese want to do this, and they want to do it with the Bible by presenting a whole new approved by the communist Bible that will take out, obviously, you know, the critical aspects of our faith and what God said. Because we know that God said he meant it, and that's it. That's the end of the story. But not for the Chinese. What they're going to do is come up with their counterfeit version in order to assuade, as the Bible said, even the elect. Even the elect would be influenced, and that's something to really pray about. And coming up later on this week, you're going to have a chance to hear Jonathan Kahn again. Jonathan Kahn and I sat down, had a clear conversation about, you know, things to come and what the Bible has said about judgment and what has happened, that we've gone through a similar pattern, what the children of Israel went through, what Israel went through. In 19 years of shaking and warnings, and it didn't heed the shakings, it didn't heed the warnings, and eventually went into judgment. Is that going to be America's future? So something that we're going to be talking about in the coming days, so stay with us on that. Meanwhile, as impeachment will be underway this week, we'll get a couple of days of impeachment. I'm not sure that America will be much interested in it. They see this as rigged, as a fixed deal. They couldn't impeach him the last time. We're talking President Trump. Now he's Citizen Trump. You know, and as Rand Paul had said earlier, look at even Justice Roberts, the Supreme Court justice, says, this isn't even constitutional. I cannot participate. I can't sanction something unconstitutional. That's quite telling on its face. And that should have cost the Democrats to just cut and run and say, okay, fine, let it go. No, that's not it. So the very thing that Hillary Clinton warned about in terms of punishing political enemies is exactly what the Democrats are doing. Maybe she was having an honest moment in talking about her concern about political opponents being, you know, being punished. But this is what's going on in America in so many ways. I mean, even people who worked for the Trump administration, jobs being canceled, opportunities not available to them any longer. I mean, even somebody that is signing, you know, there's a report this morning that she worked for the Trump, but because she worked for the Trump administration and in signing, I mean, what are you doing? I mean, all you're doing, you want to communicate with people. You're there providing your gift to an administration, whether Republican or Democrat, but the Democrats say, oh, because you worked for Trump, now you're invalidated. You're canceled. But getting back to this Corona stimulus over the weekend, was a conversation with Chuck Todd and Senator Tom Cassidy, or Bill Cassidy, I should say, about the COVID relief bill. And Cassidy warns that sometimes, you know, he's a doctor himself, sometimes a cure is worse than the disease. Listen to what he had to say to Chuck.
There are future threats, but they will not determine the outcome of the next election. Our party's right now is, if you will, being tried by fire. We win if we have policies that speak to that family sitting around a table who right now see their jobs on the Keystone XL pipeline being canceled by the left. Not because it lowers global greenhouse gas emissions, those will go up, but because it's become symbolism and their cannon fodder on the war of climate change. If we speak to them in a way which addresses their concerns, by the way, which also lowers global greenhouse gas emissions, we win the next election. And that's where our focus should be, doing something good for the American people. And as a rule, good policy is good politics.
Let me move to COVID relief. You guys came in there with 10 Republicans.
Okay, this is the part that I actually wanted you to hear, was about COVID relief, but it got cut off there. And what he's talking about is, historically, if you go back, I mean, there were five COVID relief bills that were all bipartisan, okay? And what they're saying as a result of those bipartisan bills, and Chuck Todd is pushing a narrative here from the left. It's interesting. You know, the one thing about the left is you listen not so much to what they say, but what they don't say and what they try to avoid. It's almost like you haven't done your homework. You know, you want to suggest that this $1.9 million COVID is the answer because it came up from the left. This is the new narrative, the new doctrine. So this is what you have to go with. But let's choose to be ignorant of history. And this is what Senator Bill Cassidy was pointing out, was that you had five COVID relief bills that worked very effectively, so much so that coming out that our economy should be operating at 3.5%, which is incredible when you consider all that we've gone through and the major hits in small business that have been endured, you know, through COVID. But Chuck Todd is ignorant, or chooses to be ignorant of that, and does not give us the full story, and wants us to believe that $1.9 million is the way to go. And what Senator Cassidy and nine other senators who met, Republican senators who met with Joe Biden, you know, laid that out for Joe Biden, that what he was doing was he was starting to get to that point of diminishing returns, to where the money, especially, that's the other thing that's missing, is of that 1.9, how much of that 1.9 is actually going to COVID relief? How much money is going into other areas to, you know, I don't know, take care of some political promises, to set things up overseas that have nothing to do with COVID relief? But that is the nature. Once the, once the safe is open, the Democrats will come in and go after it in full force. And that's what we're realizing.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4
8542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.